A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us on the line for A Problem Shared. Tony, good morning to you.
And good morning to you, Jerry.
Okay, we're going to start with a query that's come in here, and anyone can get their queries into us on any number. Our numbers are 086-083-300-3300, or you can call 066-712-3666 if any question for Tony. My mother died 2 years ago. Throughout her life, she had a strong belief and prayed regularly, but in the months before her death, she lost all this belief and didn't want any contact with religion. She even requested that she be buried without religious ceremony. This experience has greatly upset me, even more than her death has. I'm now questioning my own beliefs. All my life, I felt safe and comfortable with my own faith until this experience. Now, I'm in an awkward place and racked with all sorts of doubts. I'd like to know if what's happening to me is normal, or what can I do about it?
Well, first and foremost, yes, it is. Anybody that goes through a trauma will question their life and what happens after life, and is there a God and all that sort of stuff. It's a normal reaction to a completely unknown situation. Although science is beginning to catch up with death. I was reading a very interesting article on near-death experiences, and there's some new research now beginning to go on into what happens in the human brain after the body is clinically dead. It has died, and the brain still activates for some time in some people. And there's been umpteen books over the last 20 years or so written by individuals who had a near-death experience. They were, technically dead, and they were revived in the operating theatre. And some of them came back with very unusual memories. But the interesting thing from a science point of view is that most of those experiences had a very similar sort of, now they were different in the way they were explained and so on, but a very similar structure. So science is now beginning to, as it were, catch up with the whole question of, is there a God? And I read some very interesting books recently about that very thing. And the leading scientists today, they're the subatomic physicists and the astrophysicists, are beginning to question what they call the intelligence of the universe, which is essentially, if you analyze that down, it comes out as there has to be somebody that, wrote the book and started the engine and, that sort of thing. So the questioning of God and questioning what happens to me when I die and that sort of stuff very often knocks people over.
It does, and the trauma of all of that coming towards end of life can, I suppose it's natural in one way. To some people will be more convinced, other people will just question everything.
Yeah, and in an age which is about questioning, you had a program on just before me there where, questioning the media, and we have to question the media now, because, 50 years ago you could read the local newspaper and more or less assume that it was truthfully written and truthfully produced, and now that is not the case. And so that's why I think why religion as such is under such question. But the interesting thing about religion then is that now it's the scientists are leading the leading the discussion, as it were, I mentioned the astrophysicists and people like that, and the other area then is the research into these near-death experiences. And there's some very interesting stuff. It's not conclusive. I don't think it can ever be conclusive as such, but it is pointing to a very similar picture with hundreds of people from different cultures and different religions and so on having very similar near-death experiences.
So what can the person do about it, Tony, in terms of their own questioning, I suppose, their own journey?
I think they're on the right path if they're questioning. If you stop questioning, you fall into, some sort of, made up stuff, you're being led astray, or you're not thinking properly. And I think as long as we question, I've been questioning my religion since I was, you know, 10 or 11 years old, and I will continue to do so. But I'm becoming a little bit more focused, actually, in my belief, because of science, essentially. And I think that the big problem between science and religion was they were both almost contradictory. Now it's beginning to change. You have certain people writing, Tal al-Shadda and a few more, you know, wrote that science and religion will have to sort of focus in the same direction. And you have the scientists who were the great disbelievers, as it were, you know, they didn't believe in God, now beginning to question, as I say, the intelligence of the universe. And these near-death experiences are two of the most prime examples of the sort of research that's going into it. So we're ending up with a society that could be more religious and more scientific at the same time, and with the God concept that is totally different from the sort of traditional God concept of a bearded old man sitting in a throne and, you know, firing things at us if we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. But that idea is nearly gone out of religion now. And as I say, science is where I think is leading the pathway. Well, no, some scientists, not a lot,
yeah.
But
yeah,
there are quite a few, you know, some very, very good scientists indeed. And it's a very interesting sort of area. Carl Sagan, I remember, was one of the scientists that I started reading up on. He was with NASA, but he was more famous for making a fabulous TV series called Cosmos. I mean, the music from that still is played every now and again. And he said some very interesting things about religion, you know, that he was a disbeliever to begin with, as most scientists have been. But he alone made dozens of statements, you know, supporting the fact that there is an unknown intelligence,
yeah,
behind.
He was on a journey himself to understand, better understand, which this person probably is as well at the moment.
And that person is beginning that journey. What they should do is maybe do what I did, you know, start reading some of these sort of books, and it'll get your thoughts into a different area. Because
yeah,
once we start thinking down a particular pathway, we tend to go there. If we're thinking negative, we're going negative. And that becomes like a deep, you know, cavern that we can fall into and not be able to crawl out. And it's the opposite is true. If we start finding little sort of proofs that there is an intelligence, it may not be personal to us, but there is an intelligence in the universe, and that we're part of that.
Yeah,
and that,
yeah,
could lead somebody back out of that sort of a hole.
Yeah, interesting point. Tony, thanks a million. A food for thought there from Tony McGinley on A Problem Shared. If you have any questions or queries on that or anything else, get them into us on any of our numbers now for Tony for next week when he'll be back with us on Wednesday.